This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the United National Transport Union, UNTU, has expressed concerns following reports that PRASA is considering retrenchments. And Dan Kumalo is the Deputy General Secretary at UNTU. Hello, Dan. Nice talking to you again, sir. Are you good?
I'm good, TK, and greetings to you and the Power family, and thanks for having me.
So do we know for sure that PRASA is considering retrenching?
We are not certain, but we have learned through our members across the country that they basically perpetuate that misdemeanor by spreading the message, encouraging employees to apply for voluntary severance packages. Not encourage, basically it's an understatement when I say encourage, but threaten employees to apply for voluntary severance packages. And in an event, if they don't apply, they are threatened with the pay cut or dismissals. So we are saying PRASA as a state-owned entity should know better to say, if you want to retrench, therefore you have to follow Section 189 of Labor Relations Act as amended. So without sneaking the process, in a process which they say that is voluntary. And TK, one who has to condemn the behavior of PRASA management, because that proved that they don't basically respect the organized labor when coming to the issue of labor legislation in South Africa.
Yeah, sure. So have you been given, you know, information verbally, or have you seen the actual letters that encourages or trying to hoodwink some of your members to take severance packages?
You know, TK, basically this is what happened. PRASA called us to the meeting where they presented a recovery plan for MLPS. So then the management, they went on the roadshow because we received calls from Komatipoort, Durban, Cape Town. So it cannot be coincident where now we get the same messages. And we have issued the communication to our members to say they mustn't fall for that trap, because we are not even in support of voluntary severance packages. You will agree with me to say the existence of state-owned entities is to create jobs, not to shed the jobs. So any job shedding, we are against it as a labor organization.
Have you engaged the PRASA on this matter?
No, we're going to engage them. We'll request an agent meeting with PRASA management. But I just want to put on record to say we are at a state where we don't trust PRASA management, because for a number of years they've proved that they are dishonest, you know. But we'll have to follow the process, and if maybe they are not coming to the party and retract the messages which they spread to our members, therefore we'll be left with no other option but to invoke the law at our disposal.
Yeah, and I'm sure your members are in a panic mode as we speak.
They are, TK, hence we issued the letter so that they know our stance as the organization, and definitely we left no stone unturned to ensure that we address this misdemeanor.
Thank you so much, Dan. We really appreciate it. We'll also on our end try and get hold of PRASA to clarify us on this particular issue, because we've been trying to get hold of them. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to speak to PRASA to give us clarity on this particular issue.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.